good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kudagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. You could call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you don't have to live in Minnesota to call them.
Hey, my name is Wakunjahade, which means distant thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. And we discuss national and local Native news and events, Wendy. Mm-hmm. And as you all know, Native issues are human issues.
And human issues are?
Native issues. Wow, that was a duet. That was our first duet of the show. So there's a lot going on in the news.
There is.
You know, for our friends and relatives in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Chicago, mm-hmm. we discuss Native issues, and it's a Native-centric show. We talk about animals, sacred animals, and one of the things that I like to do is we talk about the news, what's happening Native-wise mm-hmm. all over Turtle Island, and we do that with Ogama. Today's show, we're going to have Robert Blake from Solar Bear on, and he does a fabulous section, and we'll get a little bio on him this week, because maybe our people in Wisconsin and all over Turtle Island don't really know who he is and what organizations he represents, because he's the Solar Bear, and he's very locked in here in Minnesota with the politicians and Red Lake's big solar farm, and he does many things. And so we're excited, mm-hmm. you know, we're excited to really amplify other people's voice, Wendy, and you know, today's trial and more of the same. You know, the American Indian Movement was started just a few miles here on Franklin Avenue, mm-hmm. and it was in regards to Minneapolis police brutality. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 50-some years,
yep.
and we're dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
Even 15, 20 years ago, they were throwing in drunk Indians into the back of their trunk of their police car in the 90s and still doing it. And now we have the murder of George Floyd that we're all reliving and have a lot of trauma watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's sad. It really is. And I know that they talked a lot about drugs today. And honestly, if Chauvin didn't put his knee on George Floyd's neck, George Floyd would be here today to get high again.
Yeah, not only
doesn't
that,
have anything to do with whatever he took, whether he drank, whether he took meth, whether right. he smoked pot, whatever drug he took, it doesn't change the fact that Chauvin murdered him.
Exactly. Hey, so one of the things, too, I got to say, is that they're really trying to put in the whole slant with the seven people that were watching, filming and saying get off his neck and making mm-hmm. sure that he was okay, as if they were a small group of rioters or
right.
something. So yeah. before we get really too into yeah. this, why don't we get with Ogama, who has Turtle Island News with us. Welcome, Ogama.
Hey, Anim Buju. It was really upsetting to watch the trial today. It was really frustrating. Just like a little point here, I live in central Minnesota, so I'm north of where Robert and Wendy are, but there was a local representative here who had complained about Narcan, which is a drug that can be administered to help people who have overdosed on heroin or similar narcotic drugs like that. And he was complaining about it and had the audacity to utter that if we don't fund those things, then the problem, that being addicts, would then just solve itself because people wouldn't survive. And this is a common thing in society that people have, that those who are in active use with drugs or alcohol are somehow worth less than other people. And that's just simply not the case. And it really, really hurt my heart to watch this because I know a lot of people in my life who struggled with drug use. My parents met at Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I come from sobriety, and that's really beautiful. But I also still know a lot of people who are recently sober and active use. And I don't know a single mother who's lost a child to drug use or to an overdose that would tell you that that child was not worth it. And George Floyd cried out for his mother. Yeah. You know, we need to stop running this narrative that people who are in use are worthless. Mm-hmm. So that's my piece on that. That's my personal opinion. Moving on to the news, everybody. This Sunday in Stop Line 3 news, if you're not aware, Line 3 is a tar sands pipeline that's in the process of being built in Minnesota, and it is facing major opposition from people who care about the environment and water, and from Native American people in this area. MN350 is hosting their April welcome event. So MN350 is a group that works on environmental issues. So there's a lot of shifting that we can do to move towards a green economy and to ensure a transition into a green economy is equitable and just, which means that people like Native Americans don't get the short end of the stick when we're moving towards that just transition. So they have a welcome event for April, and this is coming up here, and this Sunday at 7 on the 11th. And then they also have another event on Monday, April 12th, and that is the ABCs of Line 3. So on Sunday at 7 is the MN350 April welcome event. And if you're from someplace outside of Minnesota, I'm sure you could still go to this event and they could hook you up with a 350 group in your area. And then Monday the 12th is 7 to 8 as well. And that one's going to be focusing on the information around Line 3. And even though Line 3 might not affect you in the state that you're living in, you got to remember that they're drilling under the Mississippi River twice, very near to the headwaters of the Mississippi. So that means that every state south of Minnesota that is on the Mississippi River stands to be affected. And Enbridge has pipelines in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in the Great Lakes, all over the place. And they don't just deal in tar sands. They also deal in natural gas. And I have a story about that one later. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that this tar sands is so, so thick and heavy. It goes right to the bottom and it's virtually impossible to clean up. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, it's not something that floats on the water and is, you know, easily gathered like a lot of other oils. And it contains a whole cluster of chemicals that they're not even required to disclose. It's considered like a KFC secret recipe. As terrible as that sounds, it's basically the same kind of premise for them not having to disclose what chemicals they use to blow this oil out of the sand and pump it through the pipeline. They have to thin it somehow. So it is the most water-intensive form of oil as well. It takes, I think, 7 or 8 times more water than traditional crude oil would take when you pump it out of the ground.
Jeez.
Another thing that you can do if you want to support those who are trying to stop Line 3, Liberty Mutual, they are insuring companies like Enbridge and fossil fuel companies. So this Wednesday, April 14th from 3 to 4, the Rainforest Action Network and others are hosting an event. It's going to be talking about the Liberty Mutual annual policyholder meeting. They're basically having a digital rally to demand that Liberty respect Indigenous rights and stop ensuring fossil fuel expansions. Liberty has refused over the last year to communicate at all with communities that are impacted by the fossil fuel projects that they insure. And they are not allowing questions or comments at the annual meeting. So what they're doing is they're hosting this meeting to make sure that their demands are put together.
Hey, we only got a couple seconds left. Do you have more news? Maybe we could finish up with you real quick in the second segment, or if you're good,
sure.
Do you have a little bit more?
Yeah, I do. I got one more thing about Enbridge I want to share to you, and it's right. Not in Minnesota.
All right. Well, cool. I appreciate it. Hey, we're going to have Ogma back, and then up next, the Solar News with Solar Bear, and we're really excited for that. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanja Hade.
Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Wajile. The University of Minnesota Duluth Department of American Indian Studies is accepting applications for the Master of Tribal Resource and Environmental Stewardship. With this degree, you'll develop the skills to help tribal governments manage natural resources and navigate the legal, cultural, and political contours of tribal sovereignty. And you can take all the courses online. To apply for the Fall 2021 Masters of Tribal Resources and Environmental Stewardship at Minnesota Duluth, visit umdmtrees.org. That's umdmtrees.org.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Please call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And even if you don't live in Minnesota, you can call them. Well, Robert, stop hitting my hand.
Yeah, quit,
so I play with the,
with
you
the
know
cord.
What it is? It's a cord, but you know what it reminds? It's a cord.
Forget about it.
It reminds me of my old-fashioned telephone from when I was a kid. You know, the what is this called anyway?
A cord.
A cord. But anyway, I wrap it around my finger and I pull it around and Robert smacks me about
yeah.
it.
We don't want new headphones. But hey, one of the things that's really exciting is when we talk about advertising and supporting our show and supporting other businesses. You know, the COVID hotline, when they started advertising, is like got a tremendous amount of people calling and calling from all over Turtle Island. So that's really exciting.
And that's why they had to increase their hours on Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 2 because they can't keep up with the phone calls, yeah, which is really good. I'm glad people are calling in and asking questions.
Well, advertising works. So if you want to advertise, shoot me an email.
Absolutely.
But hey, we're talking a little bit before we get to Robert Blake with the Solar News. Why don't we finish up a little bit here with Ogama, because I know we talked a little bit in the beginning and might have taken off one of her news things. Welcome back, Ogama.
Yeah, thanks for that, Robert. So hi, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe again for Native Roots Radio. I just want to put in one more piece here. Enbridge is not just in, you know, the upper Midwest here. They're also working, they have natural gas stations. So the Weymouth Natural Gas Compressor Station in Massachusetts on Tuesday morning had an unplanned release of natural gas offshoots from their facility. Under state law, Enbridge is required to notify state and local officials if it vents more than 10,000 standard cubic feet of gas. And this unplanned was over a million cubic square feet of gas. And people in that area are already upset. It's basically 146 pounds of volatile organic chemicals that were released into the air.
And the Mothers Out Front group on Twitter said that it's already in an area where children nearby already have elevated rates of pediatric asthma. Really? This is the third unplanned gas release in the last 8 months at the same place. The first two were in September. And after the first two, it actually triggered a federal investigation from the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. So there's a lot happening with Enbridge that isn't just on line three. And I wanted to make that clear that this is not just a regional issue, that, you know, Enbridge coming in and destroying the environment as a foreign company is definitely a national issue. The last thing I want to hit is that there was a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples Bill that was signed into law this afternoon in Kansas.
Nice.
So that is big news, and that was from Kansas Representative Ponkawee Victors, who we've had on the show before. So congratulations, Kansas, and good work, Ponkawee. Shout out to you.
Maybe we can get her on tomorrow. Pini Gigi Ogama for finishing up that. We talked a little bit before the show, and we like to get our little editorials in the beginning. We went a little long. So, you know, we have Robert Blake, who's with Solar Bear, and he does the solar news every week. And I just wanted, what I want to do, Wendy, is kind of reintroduce him, because, you know, we're live here in Madison now, and people might not know who he is. Mm-hmm. And so I want to, like reintroduce him to our audience, and then we can talk about the solar news. Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
Well, hopefully that sounds good to Robert Blake. Hey, welcome, Robert. Thank you for stopping in.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? That was some really deep stuff you guys were talking about. By the way, everyone, I really get into the whole just transition matrix. So you're speaking my language when you talk about that, Ogama.
Right.
That's what I really like talking about is how do we transition and include BIPOC communities and like make sure that you know that the jobs are equitable, and you know we're planning all this, because this is what I'm doing like with the state right now. This is what we're planning out right now.
Bob, can you give our new audience in Madison a little background on you? You have a Solar Bear company. You've been working on a just transition for a while. You also have a nonprofit called A Native Son. And just fill in our audience a little bit before we get into your segment about who you are.
Yeah, so my name is Bob Blake, and I am from Red Lake.
I love
it. And I own a company called Solar Bear, and we are a solar installation company located in Minneapolis. And we are currently involved in a big project in Red Lake right now, which I just drove back from right now. I just got in the door. I've been out all day today. I'm also the executive director of Native Son Community Power Development. And we're here to help tribes transition into a green economy. And I want to put this out there for some of the tribes in Wisconsin. We're putting together a cohort of tribes that will work with a Soul Smart, a group out of Washington, and we're going to get tribes certified ready for solar energy and renewable energy. So please contact me, robert@nativesun.org, and I would love to get some tribes in Wisconsin and get them certified and work with them. And get them ready to get renewable energy into their communities.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, I'm running for a legislator of Ho-Chunk Nation in District 4, which is everywhere but Wisconsin. And, you know, the first thing that's going to happen when I get elected is I'm going to bring you down to Black River Falls, and we're gonna talk to everybody about solar and up.
Yeah, let's get Ho-Chunk a part of this cohort. It's free. They're going to get great technical assistance from some really smart people in Washington. And, man, we're going to move the dial. We're going to move the dial. So let's get Ho-Chunk a part of this coalition. This is going to be really cool. I think this is super exciting.
Yeah, one of the things that we do talk about before, again, we're going to have you on two segments today, Robert. And one of the things that I always like to talk to you about and always resonates with me is that, you know, I'm a public school teacher too. And what what, a quarter or a third, I can't remember, of the cost to run St. Paul Public Schools or any public education is your heating and electrical bill.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, it's the boiler, right? It's mm-hmm. starting up that boiler that is like super energy intensive. And so if we could take out that boiler, like just with PV, with photovoltaics, with solar, that would save the school district like millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, honestly. So if we could do that across, you know, the school district here in St. Paul, which me and Timothy Denher Thomas from one of the solar companies here, we did a presentation to the St. Paul Public Schools, and we talked to them about putting solar on top of the schools. And St. Paul Central, I would love to do, would be the first school, because I went to school at St. Paul Central. So
did I.
Yeah, and I would love to do that because they just replaced their roof. Their roof is only a year old. So we figured out that we could put a megawatt of solar on 20 St. Paul public schools. We've already mapped it out.
And they have all those other buildings, too, all over the place. So that's an exciting thing that, you know, we talk about and that we need to drum up and get people excited and engaged about that information. Because until you brought it to us on one of our shows, that wasn't on my radar. But it makes so much sense that it's such a big part of, you know, the big bill that these schools have to pay. And, you know, we want it to go back to the students and then to the teachers and the workers and everybody, as opposed to paying these big bills.
Well, and I think that we as adults need to lead by example. Like, if we're going to expect our children, if we're going to expect our youth to, you know, care about the environment, to care about science, to care about technology, we need to lead by example. And I think that's what these school districts need to do. And Robert, you're seeing a bunch of school districts do this right now. This is not something that, you know, is crazy. I mean, this is hard-earned dollars. Yep. Look at Arkansas School District. They just gave their whole school, all their teachers, a $9,000 raise.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the real deal. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get back into your solar news. But, wow.
I would sure like you to get a raise, Robert.
Yeah. Wendy wants me to get a raise. But, hey, so, I'm really excited to have Robert here because, you know, it's no nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's fun because – I just have to end with this. We only got a minute left, Robert, and we can chew on this a little bit after the break. But, you know, I watch TikTok here and there. And
always. And,
sorry, just a couple times. I'm addicted. But, you know, the people, the new millennials and, you know, the Gen Zs go, hey, you know, the Christian right, the, you know, what are we?
We're old people.
Yeah, and us old people really don't care, and we're leaving – we're leaving these young people, boomers are leaving these young people crap for society, and we really have to step up. And I'm going to leave it at that. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakun Jahade. Up next, more with Solar Bear and the Solar Bear News.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
A lot of things are different with the pandemic, but we're still a blue state in Minnesota, so some traditions must go on. It's the 2021 AM 950 Blue State Ball, Saturday, April 17th. This year's Blue State Ball is going virtual, and everyone is going to be there. Stephanie Miller, John Fuglesang, Tom Hartman, all the local hosts. Virtual waiting room opens at 6, and the hosts begin at 7. Tickets cost $20. Join us on Saturday, April 17th, for the 2021 AM 950 Virtual Blue State Ball. Ticket information at am950radio.com.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, and host of The Bradcast, weeknights at 7 on AM 950.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Not only does Rudy Luther Toyota have a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, offer the 7-year 100,000-mile warranty, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And they pay you top dollar for your trade-in, even if you didn't buy your vehicle from them, or if you're not going to buy your next vehicle from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
We have vital information we would like to share with you. The Department of Indian Works St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on testing sites, isolation space, vaccines, housing assistance, and food resources. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19 or has questions to determine if you should get tested, please call them at 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for showers and storms tonight with a low around 51. Thursday, rain with a high near 63. Friday, cloudy with a high near 54. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 53.
Cafe Latte is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They have a large variety of box lunch items ranging from sandwiches to truffle plates. Plus, they have desserts available whole and by the slice and no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. Cafe Latte's on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. Details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition and MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Awesome. Hey, we got Robert Blake from Red Lake. I had to throw that in there. And he does a weekly gig with us, Wendy, and it's called Solar Bear with the Solar News. And I'm going to turn it over to Robert. Peeny Gigi, Robert, for being on, and welcome back.
Hey, everyone. So I want to start out with something that Ogama was talking about just the opportunities we have around this just transition. According to the Blue Green Alliance, estimates that we could create 114,000 jobs a year by investing in improvements to our basic infrastructure. 114,000 jobs, Robert. You know, that's what we could do by just but just transitioning, right, over into this new green economy, right? Now, think about all the lead pipelines we have around the state, right? That this right here, we could create 32,000 jobs by just replacing our lead pipelines. And we could do this in rural and urban areas. So really, we could create jobs in rural areas, and we could create jobs in urban areas. How, in what world is that wrong? You know what I mean? We're putting people to work. And right. So the opportunity is here. And I also want to point out too that, you know, that 30 million, we need 30 million solar homes. Okay. And this would, to cut back on fossil fuel electricity, one of the largest contributors to greenhouse gas and air pollution, right? This would provide 5% of the electricity needs of the United States, Robert. So this is why we need 30 million solar homes too. So I'm just saying that the opportunity is just incredible for this state right now to really move into, really come out of this COVID, to really come out, to put people to work. And those things you run, those ads you run from MN350, you know, is so spot on, you know. And I just want to let everybody know too, that this Just Transition Planning Matrix, if you go to the Just Transition Alliance, you'll see on there Tom Goldtooth from the Indigenous Environmental Network. They talk about how this planning matrix can really like spark like this new revolution for jobs. And it's really incredible. So I recommend everybody check this out. It's a great website. Talks about anti-racism, basic needs, business development, community benefits, cultural integrity, education, employment, treaty rights and obligations. Oh, I really get into this stuff, and it's just really exciting. So I recommend everybody check it out.
Yeah. You know, I have a question. You know, Robert and I had a little work done in our house. This was a few years ago, quite a few years ago. But they found that we had lead pipes in our house, and we had to get all the pipes replaced. So are these lead pipes like under the ground, or are they like, that's pretty dangerous. I mean, lead is bad for, I mean, even, you know, if there's lead in the water, if it can cause lead poisoning, it's not good for children. It's really bad.
Well, this is what Erin Brockovich talks about, right? In her, you know, like, you know, Flint, Michigan is the canary in the coal mine, everyone. Yeah. Do you imagine all the lead pipes across this country? We have not put the dollars that we need into our water infrastructure. So we have a lot of bad water out there, you know? And so, you know, so this next story I'm going to talk about kind of leads into this, Wendy, because the district attorney filed 5 felony and 29 misdemeanor counts against Pacific Gas and Electric in connection with the Kincade Fire, which ravaged Sonoma County in California. Now, the reason why this is connected to renewable energy, why this is connected to solar, is because that fire right there, right, melted all of the PVC piping that was underground. So it's not that we can't build back those towns, because we can build back those towns in California. How are we going to build back those towns without water? Because all the piping is ruined. So that's the big, that's why when we're talking climate change, we're talking fires, we can build back infrastructure, we can build back homes, right? But how are we going to replace all the piping that's underneath that gets damaged by the heat, right? Without waters, there's no life. So this is one of the big things that humans are going to have to get their heads wrapped around climate change. There's so much work here to do. Instead, we're given like, you know, we're cutting, you know, instead you got corporations that are paying zero in taxes. This is so stupid. We need to invest in our infrastructure, people. We need to get politicians in there. They're not going to get pot off by big money. We need to do this just for life. So this is all really important. And this is also why we need distributed energy systems, because of what just happened here in this lawsuit with Pacific Gas and Electric that just came out here yesterday. So that speaks to a lot of what you said there, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of work to be done. And hopefully that money that Biden, the trillion, what is it?
$2 trillion.
$2 trillion will go to.
A lot of infrastructure in there.
Yeah, I hope it's pipes too. Cause
well, 70% of the country is for this trillion, $2 trillion, you know, rebuilding America thing. And even 56%, I heard today, 56 or 58% of the Republicans are. It just makes good sense.
Yeah.
And we need to, like Robert alluded to a little bit there, was that we need to tax everyone and get them. How about if we go back to the pre-tax law of 1980 when we were taxing these rich people 35 to 40% and not 21%? You know, let's go back to the old tax law.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's think about, like, you know, like even with college, right? Like there, like before 1980, before Reagan got in, college was like nothing. College right. was zero, and there people didn't have college debt. Then after Reagan was in, you know, all of a sudden it was like, hey, let's just start making college super expensive. You know, you hear Robert Reich talk about that, right? He talks about how his education was free, you know?
TVI was free, Bob. When I was in school, TVI was free, which is St. Paul College now. And also you could work a part-time job in the summer and pay for college, basically. And most people did.
Exactly, right? But, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, we got a lot of, you know, Black and brown people going to college, we better start charging that tuition, Robert.
Well, if Biden would get rid of the student debt loan, which is insane because the interest rate that these students pay, and I've paid and am paying, is, you know, twice as much as the loan. And also you could buy two houses. This would change. You know, people that went to college and have these loans are not money hoarders like rich people. This would change the economy. They'd buy houses. They would invest in their own lives, mm-hmm. which would invest in the economy, Wendy.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Well, and look at houses, right? Like when you buy a house, what do you have to do? You have to buy furniture. You have to do insurance. There's so much that happens when you buy a house. This is one of the biggest economic drivers in the country. So I say, let's just wipe out tuition debt, period. And let's just start for everybody fresh. Why should the big corporations get a clean slate and regular people can't get a clean slate? That's what I'm saying.
Well, there's a lot of crybabies out there who said, well, you know, I went to school and I paid my share and I paid off my school loan. So if I did that, then everybody else should too. But you know what? Too bad.
Jealous.
Yeah, they're jealous.
Jealousy. Jealousy is a sin.
Yeah.
Last time I was a
Christian. Yeah, well,
I paid off big school loans and I did it on my own. And I don't care if now people can get it for free. I'd be thrilled about it.
I helped a
little. Here's the thing, Wendy. I didn't rip off anybody for $5 billion, but, you know, Goldman Sachs gets that wiped out. You know what I mean? So, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? So I'm just saying, let's get something to the masses. You know what I mean? Like, you know, instead of just the few rich.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The one percenters. And we got to remember it's 1%. These people that are mad at government are mad at the wrong government because, you know, the Republicans don't bring up anything other than their anti-libs and anti-liberal thoughts. You know, they don't, it's like, okay, Biden put out the $2 trillion bill and they shot it down and said they're never going to vote on it. And it's like, well, what do they have? What's the counter offer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, Robert?
I agree. And so I got one last story and it's out of New York. So this is for Wendy. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Wendy.
The New York regulators have effectively accelerated the state's energy storage market and helped it deploy or contract 1.9 megawatts of capacity, according to the new report from the Department of Public Service, New York. Mm-hmm. Now, what this means, Robert, is that they're accelerating battery storage, which is basically going to store the renewable energy and use it when you need it. Okay. Wow. And this is key because this means less burning of coal and fossil fuels. And this is where the country is going. Okay. So New York is really being, they're crazy over there with solar right now. So now they're adding storage.
Go ahead.
Wendy's family's crazy.
Yeah. 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 And they're, I'm just saying, Robert, New York is doing great work. So to all the paisanos there with Wendy, forget about it.
Forget about it. Wow. Well, Robert, thank you so much for stopping in. And check every day in the mailbox for that Solar Bear swag. I'm crying, a little tear in my eye when I don't see it. But I appreciate all you do, and I appreciate you
stopping. It's ordered.
Appreciate you stopping in and really, you know, lifting up, you know, the possibilities of what could be. You know, I really appreciate that, Bob. Right on.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Wow. Solar Bear. You were listening, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And up next, Wendy, we're going to do a little, animal section. We're going to talk about some sacred animals, and I am excited to hear what you have. I miss the days that you used to write questions for me and engage me, but I appreciate everything you do. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
The University of Minnesota Duluth Department of American Indian Studies is accepting applications for their Master of Tribal Administration and Governance. This degree is designed to develop the knowledge needed to work as an administrator in tribal government. Plus, you'll learn about the principles of sovereignty, ethics, law, budgets, and leadership. And you can take all the courses online. To apply for the Fall 2021 Master of Tribal Administration and Governance at Minnesota Duluth, visit umdmtag.org. That's umdmtag.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, Cudahy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on stronghartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
We are the Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakun Jahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
We had a little tag there, a little buzzer for Winona. And Winona LaDuke will be on tomorrow. I just talked to her.
Oh, awesome.
We'll have her on tomorrow for a quick check-in and what's going on. Mm-hmm. A lot happening.
Yeah.
Earth Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm. And she April 22nd.
Honor the Earth. Mm-hmm. Get it? Earth Day, Honor the Earth. So there's there's a lot to talk about. Hey, this show is dedicated to those who give back and fight back for our people and for our beings and our relatives, which are our animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the resistance. We are awake. All things are relatives of what we do to everything we do to ourselves. All is one. Black Elk. Wendy, welcome. And tell us your name and Other than being a radio star, what else do you do, and what organizations do you work with?
My name is Hannah Jihihani, and that means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you for that thoughtful name. I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. So I work on animal issues and policies at the local and state level. And I hope you're not going to get bored, but I'm going to be talking about wolves again, because wolves are a big problem. Shirt. It's a really big problem. So before Trump left office, and it took a really long time for him to leave office, right?
As he left?
I know, right? Anyway, he delisted the gray wolves. And it's really every state now has an opportunity to kill them. So now what happens is each state will get together and see what's going to happen to their wolves. So I have a I'm going to be reading partially here from A Humane World, and that's Kitty Block's blog, and she's the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. And this was an article dated on April 5th, but it's still really important. In Michigan and other states, wildlife managers appease trophy hunters at a great cost to wildlife. Most Americans do not support the killing of wolves and other wildlife by trophy hunters and want them protected. But state manager wildlife managers, instead of respecting the majority and the science, are often eager to appease a shrinking population of trophy hunters and trappers. Now here is the more obvious nowhere is more obvious than Michigan, which recently announced the membership of its Wolf Management Advisory Council. So when I read that, I really kind of got upset, because now Michigan is another state that's not going to be, caring for their wolves or protecting them. And it got me thinking about a governor whose name is Greg Gianforte, and he's the governor of Montana. And just recently, on or about March 24th, 2021, he killed after trapping. So he trapped a black wolf in Montana, and he killed it. And he was in violation of regulations, and he received a slap on the hand and received a written warning, and he was directed to take an online education course on trapping. By the way, the black wolf was known as 1155, so the wolf was radio tagged, and scientists were watching this wolf to see his moves and what was going on. But really what upsets me the most is that Gianforte, who is the Montana governor, so he reportedly trapped the animal on a ranch just outside of Yellowstone National Park. Now, if the wolf was inside Yellowstone National Park, the wolf would have been protected. Now, here's the thing. The property of the ranch where the wolf was killed is owned by Robert E. Smith, a Republican, and he is a donor and director of Sinclair Broadcasting, which is the biggest owner of the local television stations in the United States. Mm. Yeah, so Gianforte, he had failed to take a required wolf trapping certification course before killing the animal, state officials said, but he promised to take the course, the public radio said. John Sullivan, Montana chapter chair for the Sportsman's Group, Back County Hunters and Anglers, told the Boise State Public Radio Mountain West News Bureau that Gianforte should have known better about trapping this poor animal, because he's been a hunter and a trapper for a very long time. Smith, the ranch owner where the wolf was killed, gave more than $10,000 to Gianforte election campaign in 2017 and 2018, and also has been a Donald Trump contributor, according to reporting by The Guardian. Also, Gianforte was previously convicted of assault in state court for body slamming the reporter Ben Jacobs at the time, a political correspondent for The Guardian during Gianforte's 2017 special election campaign to fill Montana's at-large congressional seat. Now, we all know that there's a correlation between animal killing and, violence against animals. In that incident, Gianforte was fined direct to perform community service and undergo anger management therapy. So he had to go to anger management therapy. He trapped this wolf. He let this wolf sit there for I don't know how long and then came back to the wolf. He used a snare and the wolf is snared. So one of the paws of the wolf is caught. The snare will go around the paw of an animal and close it really, really, really tight. The animal has no way to get away and is still alive. And you're allowed to keep a animal in a snare in some states for up to 3 days. So the animal is just there. Some animals have even been known to gnaw their paw off to get out of the snare. So he came back and he saw this black wolf in the snare and shot it. So I don't know that mentality, how somebody could come to an animal like that to
it's terrible.
Just kill him like that after they're already in the snare. I'd be like, get the animal out of the snare. Let's right. get this done, you know. This clearly needs to change. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ogama.
No, I was going to say, and it was tagged too. So like, how did you come back after leaving this animal there and not see that it was tagged and it was being monitored?
Absolutely. Yeah. So all he got was a slap on the wrist. He got a written warning and now he has to take a course. Now people in Montana all want, the majority don't want a wolf hunt. And everybody's calling Gianforte, asking him to stop the wolf hunt. But do you think that he's going to stop the wolf hunt? He's not going to stop the wolf hunt. He's probably ready to bag another one.
Yeah. There's two different kinds of people, isn't there?
There really is two different kinds of people. And the whole thing is that the ranch that he killed this wolf was somebody who owned the ranch who gave $10,000 to his campaign. So it all seems a little bit kind of, you know, construed and not very ethical, if you ask me.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, let's keep amplifying this, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
It's important. Call your House representatives, your governor, and your state representatives and senators and ask them to keep wolves protected.
Peeny geegee for all you do, Wendy. Hey, I would like to end with these thoughts. If you're listening to this show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenticoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. Peeny geegee to Robert Blake of Solar Bear for being on today. Peeny geegee to Wendy Pilot and Ogama for the news. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Stop Line 3.